Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel and I have the lovely Marie Rose by my side right where I like her.
Hello everybody.
Hello my lovely friend. So tonight's episode, we were going to do a throwback and a rewind of a specific episode, and then at the last minute, after seeing Marie's delicious face, we decided to change things up and we're going to go with our original plan, which we'll tell you about in a minute. And the reason why we were going to do a throwback is because in light of everything going on in our world right now, it just seems like a time when that specific episode would have really come in handy. And Marie, you probably know what I'm talking about, which episode. But it's the self-care episode.
Ah, yes.
So, you know, it's not a secret. I don't know why I didn't say that earlier. So, you know, it's always good to remind ourselves and remind the people around us to hit pause and practice some self-care. And we're constantly on the go. We're constantly exposed to a lot of things that seem to build and build on our bodies, on our flesh, on our astral bodies, and until we reach the point where we feel like we're going to collapse from the weight of everything we're carrying around, and we become cranky and we just feel blah. And so, you know, I really, Houston aside, I really do my best to protect myself from things that I know don't serve me well. But, you know, it doesn't always work out the way I hope it will. And, you know, for example, this morning, hello, dog barking in the background. That is not one of my dragons. That's a neighbor dog.
Yeah, it's like outside.
Hi, sister dog. So, like I was saying, for example, this morning I was at the gym and at the end of the workout, I happened to be standing under one of the TVs, and I don't watch the news. I don't read the news. I might see headlines and that's enough for me. I get my news from my friends and family. Again, that's enough for me. So I happened to look at the TV and they were covering the Easter Sunday events that transpired in Sri Lanka. And I could not take my eyes off the screen. I was reading the ticker because I had headphones in and, you know, the volume on the TVs is usually low anyway. So I was glued to the screen just watching, you know, reading the ticker, looking at the footage. And it's just, you know, like with every passing second, my heart was heavier and breaking, like just this deep sadness. And it's not the first terrorist attack. It won't be the last, unfortunately. It's not the first horrific event to transpire anywhere in the world. And again, unfortunately, won't be the last. But it was just the, I don't know, like it always hits me hard. It hits a lot of people hard. And I just, from that point on, just kind of went through the day feeling blah and heavy. And just like my soul felt so wounded from like the why of it all. You know, there's never like a real good why.
Yeah, it never makes sense.
It never makes sense. So, you know, sometimes it bothers me to no end that I don't have the answers. Sometimes I ask my angels and guides and my team for insight and they stay tight-lipped because it's not for me to know or for whatever other reason. But, you know, ultimately what I do know is that love wins, and love yourself, love each other, and love wins. It just does. And remember to take care of yourself. Be there for you so that you can be there for other people. Work to be the best version of you, because there's only one of you. There's only one of me. There's, you know, there's no accident that it's that way. We don't have duplicates for a reason, because we are the best. So, you know, all that said, tonight, we are definitely sending every ounce of our love and light to every corner of the universe and everywhere in between, and asking all of you to do the same. You know, if you don't have somebody to talk to, we're always here for you. We don't lightly just say that you guys are friends to the show or you're friends of ours. We really, really do mean that. We love and appreciate you guys so much. And we're not just here for delivering information on Reiki or, you know, telling funny ghost stories. It's, you know, it's not just the comedy hour. It's, this is legitimate for us. We genuinely mean it when we say that we're here for you. And if you guys need somebody to talk to, if you just want to reach out, if you want to text us, if you want to chat on social media, whatever it is, we're always here. Just know that you're not alone, and you know, we're all kick ass. We just are.
We're a team.
We're a team. So I definitely felt a lot better when I got to Marie's tonight and we did our sage. We saged each other, and just seeing your face made me feel so much better. Like, as soon as I walked in, I hugged her. I was like, I just needed you so much today. So I love my little friend.
I love you too.
So, you know, we're not trying to be a downer, you guys. Just we go through it too. We are not immune by any means. And, you know, I think we both have a fantastic support system in each other and in the people around us that know and love us. And we're incredibly blessed that way. And just know that you are too. None of us are alone. So with that, let's get on with the show. And again, you're kick ass, everybody. Now then, romance is in the air. Right?
Oh, sucky, sucky.
Mm-hmm. The warm weather tells us summer is just around the corner. Oh, baby Jesus, Sandy just scared the crap out of me.
Sandy Cat just snuck in and came and said hello to Chantel, and she was so focused she didn't even notice that he walked in the room.
I didn't. He started rubbing on my leg, and I was sure it was a poltergeist.
I saged this room. We're good.
Oh, my heart, like, seriously just jumped out of my chest. Oh, it's my just God.
He's a long hair black tuxedo cat.
He is yummy. Oh, what do you have to say? Come grab a microphone. Oh, no. Sanderson, come on. All right. Marie's going to scoop him up.
He can't. He's old. He can't jump on the bed anymore.
No, Sandus.
Hi, Sands. Hi.
What happened? He is mega cute. Those whiskers so white and long. So, I was saying, romance is in the air. The warm weather tells us summer is just around the corner. The earth is alive and in bloom, and the energy is charged and bursting all around us. It's the time of the sacred marriage of lover to mate. It's a time of self-discovery and personal growth. May 1st is a celebration of the union of the goddess and god, and thus is also a fertility festival celebrating the returning sun or sun god. This magical time marks the return of vitality, passion, and hopes consummated. It represents the peak of spring and the beginning of summer. Earth energies are at their strongest and most active. All of life is bursting with potent fertility, and at this point in the wheel of the year, the potential becomes conception. On May Eve, the sexuality of life and the earth is at its peak. Abundant fertility on all levels is the central theme. The maiden goddess has reached her fullness. She is the manifestation of growth and renewal, the goddess of spring, the May queen, the May bride. The young oak king falls in love with her and wins her hand. The union is consummated and the May queen becomes pregnant. Together, the May queen and the May king are symbols of the sacred marriage, the union of earth and sky, for this is the night of the greenwood marriage. It is about sexuality and sensuality, passion, vitality, and joy, and about conception, a brilliant moment in the wheel of the year to bring ideas, hopes, and dreams into action, and to have some fun. The time of year we're celebrating is Beltane, celebrated April 30th to May 1st, sunset to sunset, and is all about honoring life. Here we go.
I love it. I love
right?
it. Yeah. It's the peak of spring. Mm-hmm. Everything is blooming or is in bloom.
Yes.
And just love the weather and it's awesome.
I know. So researching this topic, I felt a very practical magic. It felt very Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman and flying off the roof of the house. And it just sounds so incredible, so magical. That really is. I mean, they use the word magic in this I don't know how many times, like in all the research I did. And it was just, it was a lot of fun to read about this because I have not become familiar with the Wheel of the Year and all the different, like we've covered Ostara,
right,
which is also part of the Wheel of the Year, but there are others.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I mean, I've heard of Beltane. I understood that it was, you know, the peak of spring. Mm-hmm. What I did not know was all the sexual energy.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of this,
right,
of this holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea these maypoles were what they symbolized and all this stuff. I'm like, what? Yes.
So when they describe the maypoles, you guys, they use the word phallic over and over. I was like, dang, I never thought about that when looking at a maypole, which I don't know how many times I've seen a maypole in person.
Well, I'll never look at a maypole the same again.
Yeah, right?
It's phallic. And all the ribbons, all the colors, mm-hmm, represent different things. Mm-hmm. And it was cool.
I agree. I mean, I don't know. I can't even get a thought out right now. It was really, really cool to read about this and to learn. Okay, so we gave you the intro, the juice, if you will. Let's dive into some of the history because this has been, this Beltane Festival, this time of year has been celebrated for a long, long time. Like this goes back through Ireland's history, Scotland's history, Isle of Man, like it goes way, way back. And so it is something, Beltane is something that's mentioned in some of the earliest Irish literature, and it's associated with Irish mythology, which very cool. And that is another thing that I'd love to read up on and research is like the Irish history and the mythology, because there's a lot of like fairies and elves, and which is just cool. It's very cool. So that said, so Beltane marked the beginning of summer, and it was like when they did this this celebration, sunset to sunset, April 30th to May 1st, they would have as part of their rituals, they would have a bonfire and they would drive the cattle around the bonfires or through two bonfires so they get the smoke on them, and you know, drive them out to pasture, which for those of you that don't know, that's not a slaughter in any way. That's just
no, it was their way of
it's springtime. Let's right, get out. And
right, the smoke and the heat was, mm-hmm, supposed to help get rid of the ticks and the mites, mm-hmm, and the smoke is supposed, you know, signify protection. Mm-hmm.
It's for protection. Yeah. So it was for protection of the cattle, for the crops and the people, and to encourage the growth. So these bonfires, and we'll talk a little more in depth about the bonfires and everything, but these bonfires were kindled and their flames and the smoke and ashes, were deemed to have protective powers. And these festivals also had food. It was a feast. Let me just, you know, use the right word. It was a feast.
Yeah.
There's nothing food about it.
That's why we like this so much.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? Anything that has food.
Food.
So some of the food and the drinks that they had would be offered to the, how do you pronounce this? It's the AOC, I think is how it said. And so that is an Irish term for a supernatural race in Irish and Scottish mythology. And the AOC are comparable to fairies and elves and are said to live underground in fairy mounds across the Western Sea or in an invisible world that coexists with the world of humans. Which, you know, cool. So the doors, windows, byres, and the cattle themselves would be decorated with yellow mayflowers. There would be thorn bushes decorated with flowers, ribbons, and bright shells. Holy wells were visited. Dew was used to wash faces. And we'll talk more about that. But that's just, you know, tip of the iceberg stuff. So really, really cool, some of the stuff that they did. And, you know, outside of like the, you know, we still use fire today for protection. We use fire today for, I mean, we just did it a little while ago with,
right,
the sage.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think what they did was when they built their bonfires and And because in their homes, they would actually put the fire out mm-hmm. in their fireplace mm-hmm. and they would do their Beltane fire and use, you know, sacred wood. And, mm-hmm. and so they have, the smoke was sacred, and then they would relight their hearth fire mm-hmm. with their Beltane fire within mm-hmm. the house. And then it's right. party on.
It starts
yeah.
anew.
Yep.
And they would even start the fire with the sacred wood, like Marie said. They would even start that fire by rubbing the wood together. Like, even starting the fire was very much part of the ritual, like a yes. sacred ritual, which all very cool. All very cool. Because when you think about it, like, how many sacred rituals do we have left? Like, that, you know, the everyday person practices.
Not like that. Not when mm-mm. you get down to nature like that.
Yeah.
I mean, down to the roots mm-hmm. of it, down to...
Right. Because even like the holidays, Christmas and all that, it's very much about like the presents, and it's not, you know, what it very likely used to be back in the day.
Right. The origins.
Mm-hmm. So it is cool to read about this stuff. So, yeah, it is cool, you know, the way they use the fires, the way they use that smoke to protect, almost like to wash clean the cattle and the people of the villages, and use that smoke to renew the flames in everyone's home, renew their fires. And people would put the ashes on themselves, sprinkle it on the crops and the livestock. I mean, that fire is meant to mimic the sun and to ensure a needful supply of sunshine for men, animals, and plants, which we all need the sun. Good for you, the old vitamin D. So that's what it's meant to do, is, you know, that burning fire. And it's, you know, to destroy the harmful influences and drive away the negative energies and bring forth new growth. Because what happens when there's a fire and, you know, land gets burned? It grows back and it's like beautiful and bright green.
Yeah,
and
better than before.
Mm-hmm. Better than before. So, you know, to go along with this, our favorite part of the celebration would be the food.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So food was cooked, and, you know, again, we'll call it a feast. We'll call it what it is. It is a feast, and some of the food included was things like lamb, and there's a dish called caudal, and this particular dish is made from eggs, butter, oatmeal, and milk. Which was also cooked on the bonfire, because, you know, this bonfire was used for everything. And some of the mixture was poured on the ground as a libation, and everyone present would then take an oatmeal cake and offer it to the spirits to protect their livestock. So a bit was offered to each of the animals that might harm their livestock, like fox, eagles, so forth. And then afterwards, they would drink the caudal, which kind of cool.
Yeah, I found a lot of recipes for Beltane in
Did
doing
you?
This research. Yeah, one of them I might actually try. It's the Beltane cakes. Mm-hmm. There was a recipe that's like, oh, okay, this is kind of doable.
And are those the cakes that they'd like mark a piece? They'd like cut it, then mark a piece with charcoal or something, and
you could
put it in the bonnet. Is that the one you're talking about? Those Beltane cakes?
This one had cinnamon and nutmeg, and yeah, I guess you could use it in those rituals too. From what I read, they, you know, because it's a sweet cake, you know, they put sweets out to as a gift to the fairies, mm-hmm. and even to the trees, you know, gifts to the trees. You go up to the trees and make a wish, mm-hmm. and leave a little something something, and then when the when your wish comes true, you come back and give another gift to say thank you. And
oh, I just, like that.
Yeah,
I like that a lot. Using nature to get where you want to go, and using it on your journey, and don't work against it, work with it.
Right.
Don't anger Mother Nature. I was asking about those oatmeal cakes because there was another tradition they had where they would cut the oatmeal cake in slices, and they would mark one of the slices with a piece of charcoal, and then they would put the slices in a bonnet, and everyone would take one out while they were blindfolded so they couldn't see. And then the person that ended up getting the marked piece would have to leap through the fire or over the fire three times. And There was even another ritual where, I don't know if it was before or after that, you know, in the timeline, where people would also pretend to throw this person into the fire.
Right. Which, like, you know, like a kind of a sacrifice.
Exactly. A human sacrifice. I'm like, listen, don't pretend to throw me into a damn fire.
But in one of the versions there, you know, after the person was supposedly thrown in, I mean, mm-hmm. really, he's just jumping over the fire. Mm-hmm. There's another team of people who is rescuing him from the fire. And so he's thrown in, he's rescued. And at the end of the day, you know, I was like, okay, everybody be really nice to this guy because he sacrificed for us. And
oh, I like that. Yeah. See, I didn't see that. I was like, it just, my stuff just ended with like him pretending to get, or, you know, him or her.
Yeah, he's, you know, basically the hero of the party.
Well, that's very nice. Very, very nice. Okay, so some of the other rituals. Hand fasting. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. So Beltane is the great wedding of the goddess and the god, and it's a popular time for pagan weddings or hand fasting, a traditional betrothing for a year and a day, after which the couple would either choose to stay together or part without recrimination.
Kind of like a trial run.
Right. Hmm. Right. It's like 90 Day Fiance, except a year and a day.
Okay.
I know. So nowadays, the length of the commitment, it's up to the couple. And, you know, it doesn't include all the elements from, you know, from that time when this started. But most importantly, the exchange of vows and rings or a token of their choice. And the act of hand fasting always involves tying the hands, which, you know, hand fasting, tying the knot of the two people involved in a figure eight. And at some point in the ceremony, it becomes unbound. And this is done with a red cord or ribbon, and it symbolizes that the two people have come together. And the untying means that they remain together of their own free will, which is kind of cool.
That's sweet.
I thought it was really cool. It's like, oh, hand fasting. So it's like a, you know, it's a wedding, just a different kind of wedding. Except that one is, you know, the practice run, the trial run. We're going to give it a go for a year and a day. See if we like each other. So another common element is the jumping of the broomstick. And I did not know this is where that came from. So this goes back to a time when two people who couldn't afford a church ceremony or didn't want one would be accepted in the community as a married couple if they literally jumped over a broom laid on the floor.
Hmm.
Right? Haven't you heard that, jumping the broom?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it, I've mm-hmm. seen it, and I didn't know the origins of it.
Yeah, so the broom itself marked, it like symbolized a threshold, moving from an old life to a new life.
Uh-huh.
Right? I never knew that before.
So you're literally making the leap.
Right. So, yeah. Very, very, very cool. What do you know? So then there is going a-maying.
Oh my gosh. You know, naughty.
You know what this one is. You must, because you jumped up.
Yes. I read about this and I went, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness. Marie
just got excited. Okay. So hand fasting or not, both the young and the old went a-maying. And what is a-maying? Here it is, guys. Get ready. Turn up your volume because you're going to like this. Couple spent the night in the woods and the fields, made love, and brought back armfuls of the first May or hawthorn blossoms to decorate their homes and barns. So scratch that last part. Who gives a crap? They went out, they did the deed in the woods and in the fields.
Yeah. And I read that even married couples, they abandon their vows for a night and go a-maying in the woods.
With whoever?
I guess.
The hell's like the purge of sex?
Yeah, right? What, and then they come out and everybody's happy and they dance around their maypole and it's just happy times.
Interesting.
I was like, what?
Well, you know, for everybody bringing back the hawthorn blossoms, Beltane was the only time it was acceptable to have it in your home. The rest of the year, it was unlucky.
Really?
Yeah. So don't go rolling around in the freaking fields and accidentally bring back hawthorn with you because you're done for the year, son.
I hope there's no poison ivy in there.
I know. What were you doing? Yeah, so It's also a time when young women gathered the dew from the Beltane morning to wash their faces. They made flower crowns and made baskets to give as gifts, and everyone was free to enact the sacred marriage of goddess and god. And, you know, there was the accepted tradition of the Beltane baby arriving 9 months later.
Right.
You know, when you're a maying.
That complicates things. So you go off in the woods, you put away your vows for the night. What happens? A little baby bump shows up.
Are you letting your boyfriend go off and go a-maying once a year?
Oh, hell no.
Right?
Hell no.
Right? I'm like, no. The moment I even think that you're umming, you're done. There's no umming around here, sir.
No,
sorry.
No.
But this, okay, so reading about this, if any of you, I know you're not watching this, Marie, but if you guys are watching Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, this reminds me. Are you watching it?
My daughter's watching it, and when she has it on, I'll sneak in and just watch it with her.
So maybe you know what I'm about to say then, because in season two, it's like episode 4 or somewhere around there, like around the...
I don't remember them going a-maying, though.
Oh, no. Listen. So in that episode, they talk about Lupercalia or Lupercalia. Maybe it's Lupercalia. So it's while the mortals are celebrating Valentine's Day, the witches and the warlocks are celebrating Lupercalia. And it's kind of like this where in high school terms, it's about being matched with a warlock. It's the witches that do this like musical chairs kind of dance with these ribbons. Like they have a maypole type thing in the middle of the room. And the warlocks are sitting in chairs with the back of the chair facing the maypole. And the girls have the ribbon and they're, you know, weaving it around the maypole as the violin is playing. And when the violin stops, whichever warlock they're in front of is the warlock they get matched with. And then the following night, it's like a series of events, like over the course of a few nights, but then they go out in the woods with their matched partner and they, you know, sex it up. And
what?
I know. So that's what it reminded me of is when I was reading about a-maying. I'm like, oh.
Well, a lot of things from that show
correspond
with these rituals and whatnot. I mean, they did their homework.
Mm-hmm. They really did. They really did. So that's exactly what I thought about because I just finished watching season 2, like, I don't know, a week ago or something. And I was like, oh my God, I know that.
Yeah, a lot of it is like, oh yeah, we know about that. I can't believe they put that in the TV show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I thought it was, it was very cool. So while we're talking about all things dirty, let's talk about the phallic maypole. Marie, do you want to do the honors or are you?
Oh, you go ahead.
Okay, so it is a popular symbol of Beltane this time of year, and it is a phallic pole, often made from birch, inserted into the earth representing the potency of the god, the sun god. So a ring of flowers put at the top to represent the fertile goddess and has a lot of colored ribbons, and the ensuing weaving dance symbolizes a spiral of life and the union of the god and goddess, the union between earth and sky.
That's awesome.
Right?
That's awesome.
So some of the colors they use could be green, red, white, silver. So these colors, you know, just like when we talk about crystals, and the colors definitely have a special meaning, special representation. So green in this case is, it represents growth, abundance, and fertility. Red represents strength, vitality, passion, and vibrancy. White represents cleansing and clearing and the power to disperse negativity, which is cool. So that's for the white and the silver. So I thought that was very cool. So I do like that it's not just, you know, pick a color, guys.
Yeah, it's not random. They do represent things. Exactly. At least they're supposed to.
Yeah, I do like that a lot. So, not a ton to say about the maypole, just that, you know, it's dirty. It's meant to be dirty. Yeah,
I think out of this whole thing, I think the neatest thing is the bonfires.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I love a good fire.
I do too.
So when learning about the the bonfires and all the ceremony and ritual mm-hmm. around that, that really caught me. I thought that was cool. And what I thought was also neat was that there is actually a Beltane Fire Society, that they still do a Beltane festival in Edinburgh. And that's like today, you know, they're still doing that.
We should go.
That's,
I mean, we won't make it this year, but
okay, we should go.
Right, I think it'd be really cool to go see that.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there.
Okay. Have you?
I've always, I mean, I've not been, but yeah, I want to go.
I neither. Sanderson, you on board?
I don't know. He might be a little old to make the trip.
He looks bored of me. Yeah, I think it's really cool that they still, in parts of the world, they still practice this, and even pagans practice. Still today, and it's just really cool to have something so traditional make it all the way to our time.
We'll leave it to the Scottish and the Irish to keep those
yes
traditions alive
for they're, sure
yeah thank goodness for them.
Yes,
or else definitely a lot of this would be lost.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when you go back to a homeland, you know, we are such a potpourri in America, which is really cool. We have like some of everything,
right? And it's all blended together.
Yeah, it's a big melting pot of amazing, which I super love. I also really love that, you know, if you go back to a country, you can really get into the culture and the roots and go way back, and you know, just hearing the stories from the locals and seeing the pictures, you know, the stuff that you can't get your hands on here,
right?
It's very cool.
Again, very, very back cool. Back to the original, back to exactly the origins.
Yeah, back to the origin. So there's something just so magical about that. And, you know, to visit those places, wherever it is, because every place has a deep-rooted history. But just to, you know, get a chance to become one with that for a little while is very cool. So some of the things you can do at Beltane, you know, obviously, it's the great wedding, the time of the great wedding, the earth and the sky, the god and goddess, yada, yada. So dress in your best, especially in green, and wear a flower crown, because, you know, who doesn't walk around with a flower crown?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You'll see Marie on May 30th or April 30th and May 1st.
You're going to have your flower crown on?
Sunset to sunset. I hope that's a weekday.
And I'm going to take a picture. And I hope you are traveling around customer sites and in the office, because I am totally taking a picture.
Yeah, with a hard hat. I'd like to see myself put a hard hat on with a flower crown.
Yeah, with a little daisy wreath around your hard hat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
I want to see it.
From a hawthorn bush. So what else can you do? You can stay out all night gathering the green, watch the sun rise, and make some sweet, sweet love in the woods and the fields. And then when you're done, pre-walk of shame, wash your face in the morning dew. Because why not?
Walk of shame.
You know? You can, it's a good time of year to conceive a new project. You know, take your idea and finally do something with it. Get on with it.
Yeah, take action.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good time, because this is the time, just like we talked about with Ostara, and we talked about, you know, it's just a super magical time. Everything is in full bloom. Everything is anew. So, you know, like spring cleaning and all of that.
Yep.
Out with the old and with
purify
the new.
Your house.
Yeah.
With a good smoke.
Right. Now, you know, don't leave your partner and blame it on us and say, they said out with the old.
No, that is not us. That is not what we mean.
That is not
on no, us. You do that, you're on your own.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So another thing you can do, you can decorate your home just like you do for any holiday. So this is a time when you can use hawthorn, rowan, and birch branches. So birch, I'm pretty sure I could get my hands on hawthorn and rowan. I've never heard of before.
I'd have to look that up.
You know, and another thing you might want to do, and I think we've talked about this in an episode before, ask permission from the tree before you take anything.
Oh, yeah.
Have we said this before?
I don't know. I know we've talked about plants.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever talked about trees, which I actually had to have that conversation with my trees this weekend.
Oh,
I have maintenance people coming in on Thursday, mm-hmm. and I've never had them maintenanced. So they're getting a wellness check.
Oh,
get all the diseased stuff and the old stuff out so that they can thrive.
Oh, so you're like cutting them back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so
a wellness check is how I put it to them.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
Did you tell them they're getting amputated?
No.
You might want to run that by them.
Well, I'm letting them know. Out, you know, a lot of the dead limbs. And mm-hmm. I mean, they got to.
It's like a haircut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get all the bad stuff off to let the new stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
Out with the old, in with the new, right?
Agreed. Yeah, there's like a lot of vines and stuff that grow on trees,
and it steals the sunlight mm-hmm. from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that stuff has to go.
How many trees are you getting done?
5.
Dang, I didn't even know you had 5 trees.
Yep.
Lord. Well, like Marie said,
I love them.
I know. I love trees. They're so pretty.
I love my trees.
They're so pretty, and they do so much for us, for the planet. Just they're awesome. And you know. I hope, like in the Wizard of Oz, they do walk around. Is it the Wizard of Oz? I think it is. They move. Yeah, they do.
I'm thinking Lord of the Rings.
In both, though. I thought in the Wizard of Oz, they do move, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. Some of them move.
Lord of the Rings, they definitely like get up and walk.
Right.
I love it. Oh.
Well, the first time I saw it, I was like, that is so cool.
I know.
I mean, I read it in the books, but to see it in the movies was neat.
I thought they did a great job with that.
Squirrel.
Okay, so like Marie said, you want to ask permission of the tree before you take anything. So you want to dress up your home, good for you, have a combo. So you can also dress a tree, so you can decorate your tree
just like you would your home.
Yeah, the ribbons with the representative mm-hmm. colors, and yeah, honor the tree and its fertility. Hang ribbons from the branches, you know, each ribbon representing a wish or a prayer, which is very cool. Flowers, more flowers. So you can make the flower crown. You can fill a basket with flowers. You can have flowers in the home, flowers mm-hmm. on the door, flowers on the trees, you know, flowers and more flowers, like someone threw up flowers.
you know, make an altar, you know, Beltane mm-hmm. altar, and put flowers on there and... Mm-hmm. You know, make a little miniature maypole, and you know, all things Beltane.
Yeah, all things Beltane. You can also make hawthorn brandy. So when you're done rolling in the fields with your lover, grab some of the hawthorn that you bring back. And so here's what you do. You need a bottle of brandy and at least 1 cup of hawthorn flowers. What does that look like? I couldn't even tell you. And then you need a little sugar to taste, and you mix the ingredients together. And you make sure that you don't put them in direct sunlight, but you let it sit for 2 weeks. You shake it occasionally, strain the bottle, and enjoy. So it is a renowned tonic for the heart.
Okay, so I don't even know where to get hawthorn flowers.
Nor I. Perhaps we need to go to Ireland as well.
Let them teach us.
Yeah, book your flight. We're going.
Don't tempt me.
Right? You've been to Ireland, haven't you?
No. That's one of the places I didn't get to go.
What?
Nope. Hit a lot of places when I was over there, but Ireland and Scotland did not make the list. Just didn't have enough time.
Interesting.
So it's gonna. Plus, I want it to be its own special trip anyway. I don't want to just go for a couple of days and then hop somewhere else.
Yeah.
I want to go when I get there. I want to be there.
No, I agree. I totally agree. Okay. So here's our favorite foods. And you'll have to chime in and tell us about some of the recipes you found. But red fruits, herbal salads, red or pink wine punch, large round oatmeal or barley cakes. This is a good time to break out your incense. You can do frankincense, lilac and rose, dark green candles. You can have emeralds, orange, carnelian, sapphire and rose quartz crystals. It is a time of magic. And honestly... You know, there are the traditional colors, traditional foods, the tradition that goes back forever and ever. But add to it. Add your own spin on it. This is your celebration. What makes you happy?
Yeah, what resonates with you.
Yeah.
I mean.
You don't have to stick to this exactly. This is traditionally how it's been done. But, you know, if you want to have orange roses, then so be it.
Right.
Have orange roses. But it is a time of magic, and figure out what makes you feel magical and what makes you feel happy, and do that. So I am mega hungry right now. Tell me about the recipes that you found. So you found the oatmeal cake.
Right. I saw the oatmeal cake recipe and, well, quite honestly, they lost me at oatmeal. And I found the Beltane cakes recipe, which, like I said, it called for, you know, cinnamon and nutmeg, and it's like everything that, oh, I've got the majority of these ingredients already. Mm-hmm. That looks kind of Marie Rose proof. Mm. I can do that.
A spice cake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like. And I think it even had brandy, now that you mention it, because brandy is one of the Beltane.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So that actually might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you know, making your own brandy, mm-hmm. and flavoring your brandies. Mm. It's all about the feast and celebrating, mm-hmm. spring.
I, for some reason, picture gigantic turkey legs. I have seen no mention of a turkey anywhere. Like, I think feast, and I think...
You go straight to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like the Renaissance fairs, and like that's what I keep picturing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that kind of like time period, and just like huge celebration, and people all over the place, you know, except at a bonfire, and... So I don't know why I keep thinking gigantic turkey legs.
Maybe because you're hungry.
Because I'm hungry. Oh, God. So is that all you found?
Well, I didn't print the recipes out.
Mm. Nothing about an enchilada?
No. No Hispanic foods in this list at all.
Tacos or cheeseburgers.
No Chinese food.
Do you know, like, the craziest thing happens to me when I'm watching... like TV or a movie or something, when people are eating, I'm totally good, right? But when people are eating Chinese food, I immediately get the craving for Chinese food.
Like on Big Bang Theory when they order in Chinese?
Every time I'm like, now I need Chinese food. But, you know, as you guys might remember, I am limited to Aaron's saliva, so won't be happening. But just last night, I don't know what I was watching. And
no,
I was
soup,
like,
for you.
Damn it. I need Chinese food. Yeah, so now you know. It's one of my deep, dark secrets, guys. When I'm watching something and I see that little takeout container.
Oh, yeah.
It gets me every time. And the chopsticks. Every time.
Yeah, not part of Beltane, sorry.
Not at all.
Nope.
It should be.
Well, unless, actually, because Beltane is related to honey. You know, natural sweetener. Yeah,
I guess, like where you're going.
I guess you can lace that with the amang. But anyways, that's not where I was going. My imagination just took off.
Yeah, you went to amang, and I was like, honey and sex? What?
Anyway, yeah, I went off on a tangent.
We were talking Chinese food, Marie Rose.
I know, but so...
Are you talking? Okay, hold on. So let me see if I can make the connection. Are you talking about going into the fields or the woods with your lover and you put noodles on your lover?
No, my mind went from honey to what I was about to say of the honey chicken that you find on the buffet. Mm-hmm. You know,
like the orange chicken?
Yeah, yeah, but it's
honey chicken?
Yeah.
Okay.
And but yeah, my
put
mind
that on
went
your lover?
My mine totally left chicken and just went into the woods and honey and a mang. And
Marie's like, screw the food. Yeah. Where I am like, can we combine them?
Right.
Can I just put this chicken on you and eat it off of you?
Only if it's honey covered.
Yeah, then we will amay all the live long day.
And then we will have to find the May morning dew and clean ourselves off, because we'll be sticky as.
Yeah. Sticky AF.
Right.
Oh, good Lord, where this has gone, I don't even know.
Yeah, I know.
This one's gonna have to be,
I'm sorry,
explicit.
My mind just went.
No, I like where your mind went.
Ever since I saw the word amang, it's like, what?
Yeah.
What?
I know.
That's crazy.
And I'm telling you, the first thing I thought of was Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I was like, Lupercalia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny that they've got so many witchy, well, of course it's a witch, mm-hmm. show, but so many of the things that we've studied and whatnot is in there.
I
healing
know.
Healing by touch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I know what they're doing.
I know. It's very cool. I love that show so much. I love it. Okay, you guys. So we have rambled on about woods sex and field sex and honey chicken. And but that is
fire.
I know. That's our episode on Beltane and this magical, magical time of year. And it really was a lot of fun to research this. I say this like every episode, I swear, but I really do mean it. I'm not just being funny or just throwing words out there. This one was really cool from the jump. I thought it was really interesting. And the amount of times.
I learned a lot.
Me too. The amount of times they said magical and I really liked it. I was like, this is a hot and steamy time of year.
Yes.
Like, what the hell? I mean, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah,
so
really a spring fever.
I know. There is fever all around.
Yep.
So we will be back next week with more new content. And I hope you guys join us. And if you have your own Beltane stories, which if you guys are celebrating Beltane, let us know. Let us know what you guys do. You know, not the private stuff.
No, that's you. Yeah, that's private. That won't make the air.
No. But let us know, because we would love, love, love to hear your Beltane stories or any traditions that you have this time of year. Let us know. Keep it clean.
Yeah.
Keep it a G, like for Disney.
Yeah. So may your gardens overflow. May you have great sex. And may all your wishes come true.
That's right. In the name of the earth and sky.
Yep. Happy Beltane, everybody.
That's right, you guys. We love you. See you next week.